When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Final hour, we appreciate you being here as we close the week down. Let's check in with Rick next up in down in Houston. Good afternoon, Rick. How are you?
Good afternoon, Paul. Well, hey, man. First off, man, I think Cat Daddy must be feeling like Rodney Dangerfield, considering that he won this year and not even getting a first round seed.
No, some of it has been illness, but ultimately, you got to play. He hasn't been much of a player lately.
Well, Paul, it's been a gumbo of a week for you. Today we had you serenaded us with "Please Come to Boston." You know, and on that song, you know, I always get that guy mixed up with the guy who did
Kenny Loggins.
Now it just went out of my mind.
Are you confusing him with Kenny Loggins?
No, I'm confusing with Dan Hill.
Dan Hill did one of my favorite songs. What was the name of that song? Sometimes when we touch your... I still remember that song. We're almost 45 years old, but I'll think of the name of it in a minute. But it is a great song.
Yeah, it's Sometimes When We Touch.
Sometimes When We Touch.
You know, but... Man, my wife subjects me to Robert John's Sad Eyes all the time. I can't think of a sappier song than that. Although, when we were newlyweds, and I think this must mean it was true love, because my wife loved Air Supply, and
Air Supply, very underrated group. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, they had some really good songs.
They were
Lost in
they
Love.
They were chart toppers for a good stretch.
They really did. I haven't listened to them in a long time, but I got married. My wife, there was a Wham song on. She said, "Turn that up." I said, "I'm getting out of the car."
I hear you, man. But also, the thing that surprised me most this week was to hear your affinity for fried okra. So I wanted to ask you, do you like it breaded or unbreaded?
Now, unbreaded would explain to me what, because I think I've only eaten it in the South, so I have a feeling it's been breaded. Yeah, I think breaded masks the actual taste of okra.
Yeah, I would agree with you, but typically down here in Houston, it's always breaded. But
yeah,
I've
only eaten it breaded. I don't think I could handle boiled okra.
Well, on its own, I would say I'd agree with you, but my wife, she's a Louisiana girl, so she makes a mean pot of gumbo, but
I bet.
Our gumbo here at the house always has okra in it.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just talking about like a serving of boiled okra. I don't think I'm not that big of a gumbo eater, but I don't think it really matters what's in the gumbo. You just throw your radio in there. It wouldn't matter.
You know,
I watch these Louisianans. I mean, they start. Let me throw. I got a pen. Let me drop that in there. Where from Louisiana is she from?
She lived all over Louisiana, but, you know, we met in Shreveport, but she lived down in New Orleans and that area from, from different time to time. Unfortunately, her mom was, my wife had one of those mothers that, you know, multiple men, you know, children by different men, okay. But, you know, moved around a lot.
Well, I spent one year in Shreveport, and amazingly, I have never been back. I was supposed to go to a bowl game there, and I got detoured. But I'm going to make my way back to Shreveport before long. Remember, hey, thanks so much for the call, Rick. Do appreciate it. Let's check in with Greg next in Tennessee. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. How you doing, brother?
We are doing great. Thank you for checking in.
You know, I've watched you quite a bit, and this is the first time in about 2 years that I've been able to get in. So,
well, I'm glad you made it.
I'm glad I got to chat with you a minute. Let me ask you a question. I was calling in reference to Nico and the NCAA and the Tennessee deal. Let me pop this question to you.
Okay.
Now, I'm sitting here trying to think about a good team that did not make it to the playoffs, and I come up with Georgia. Say, for instance, everything happened the same way with Nico and Tennessee. Instead, he's going to Georgia. He plays in their bowl game, and he does as well as in theirs as he did with Tennessee. Do you think the NCAA would be on Georgia?
No. I think this is selective prosecution because of the prior case.
And I think that they,
by the way, the NCAA could go to 100 schools if they wanted. They chose Tennessee.
Yeah. They thought Tennessee would bend over and take their punishment again.
Right.
They didn't realize that they were already preparing for what might come down that came down.
Right.
And a lot of folks around talk shows in Tennessee, and I listen to several different people, they all have formed the opinion that it's because Nico played as well as he did in the bowl game with Tennessee, and the pressure got to the NCAA to try to stop it from getting to this season.
But Greg, you know why? Look at where they're going. Rashada was at Florida, right? That was a big number. Nico was a big number. The NCAA is just simply following the attention. It's like a heat-seeking missile. They go, okay, we. I mean, they don't really know what they're doing, but they sit around and they watch social media and they watch where the action is. And I think Tennessee made, I don't know who it was involved, but I think too much conversation was made a couple of years ago, and the numbers got out of hand. So they just follow where the action is. And this time they made a mistake. They chose the wrong place to go.
Yes, sir. I agree. Let me ask you another question. It's personal. I've been in broadcasting for 40 years. I learned back in the 70s from some great broadcasters. When you got in the business, is there any one person that you would highlight as the person that really set you on the right path?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Greg, because I did 20 years as a newspaper person before broadcasting. So most of the people I looked up to were really in that business. I got into broadcasting really as just I ended up doing a show with a former broadcaster with a guy that was the longtime voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, John Forney. He helped me probably more than anyone because he had such respect. He really was like a second father to me in terms of helping me understand, because I didn't know what I was doing. Eagle Eye Gold was another person that played a critical role because he helped me get my first job. I would say Eli and John were critical. Now, in college, Greg, the person that I was most moved by and really in complete and total awe of was John Ward.
Yes, sir. He is. I've been a Tennessee fan all my life. And when I got into broadcasting back early years of listening to him, I mean, back then, all Tennessee fans that I knew turned the TV volume down and turned up John Ward.
I'll never forget. I may have told the story once, Greg. I think it was at the presidential complex where all the dorms are on campus. I think it was I'm sure you're familiar with that. It was either Reese Hall or Carrick. I think it was Reese Hall or Carrick Hall. I can't remember which one. My first year at Tennessee, there was a John Ward sound-alike contest.
And wow.
My dorm was next next door. So we walked over, and I'll never forget, in the very back, John Ward snuck in. And he was trying to say, I mean, somebody had talked him into coming and making a presentation or something. But he was a very shy guy. I don't know if you knew John very well, but I used to travel with the team. And, I mean, I would get to sit next to them occasionally. And I was mesmerized by watching him. He had a towel around his neck. I never understood that, by the way. Do you have any idea?
Yeah.
About that?
Yeah.
He always had that towel around his neck. It was really fun when I was two or three seats away or one seat away just to listen to him do the game. I got to sit right next to him at Lexington one night. Really saw one of the greatest games I've ever seen. Bernard King hit a shot, a fallaway jumper at the buzzer. And the first time Kentucky, I think, had won up there in a long time.
Yeah, he was one in a million.
Yeah, he really
and
was.
I think he also had Luden's cough drop.
Yeah, you're right. I do remember that now. And yeah. The thing about John that was so interesting is John was in the advertising business. He was not a broadcaster. He got into it and mastered it. John Forney, the guy in Birmingham, was the exact same thing. He owned an ad agency. They knew where the money was.
Yeah, yeah. He was my hero, brother. I was always a John Ward listener, no matter where I was.
One of the greatest compliments I've ever had, Greg. I ran into John one day. And he said, I can't remember who the guy, he used to travel with somebody. They would drive to the games and when they didn't take the school plane. And he said, I was about 5 or 6 years in, and he said, man, we get close to Birmingham. We turn that up, man, because we can't wait to see who you're trying to fire tomorrow, the next day. And I would say, I can't believe John Ward actually ever heard me do anything. But I really appreciate your call. That was a lot of fun, Greg. Thank you very much for the call. Glad you got in. We take a break now on a Friday afternoon, early evening. Week is about over.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And welcome back. And Michaela is up next in Georgia. Hello, Michaela.
Hey, how are you?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Have a couple questions for you. I was wondering, number one, if, and you can just say yes or no, if you think this issue with Herb Street and Dylan Raiola and the parents and all that, if on Saturday down south they have the video, and I didn't know if you had watched it or anything, or if you think that him coming on TV there with you and trying to kind of smooth it over or tell his side of the story did not sort of, I don't know, just seem a little fluffy.
Yeah.
Because if you watch the actual video, that's one question.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just say yes or no.
Yeah, I've seen it. And I think if somebody did a critique of my interview with Herb Street, they would probably tend to be critical. But I took it, my approach was, I'd had some critical things to say Wednesday. It got published, and he asked to come on, and my feeling was he's welcome to come on and give his side of the story and not be subject to a deposition. So I let him talk. I did not, if you heard the interview, I didn't really have much to say. If you're asking me, do I think he gained much out of it? No, I don't. He really, he didn't address the most critical issues. Was I a party to it? Well, I mean, it's a really weird situation. I know him really well.
I didn't know that that Raiola had given a verbal to Ohio State.
Yeah,
that
was a fact. I mean, I had heard that at one time, but I think the mistake people make is thinking that Herb Street was actively trying to help anybody go to Ohio State. It's worth remembering Herb Street used to live in Columbus, and he left because he got tired of all the criticism from the Ohio State fans.
Yeah. I think he wants that Big Ten to really grow, though. But on the Ohio State topic, which is my next question, I think the way it used to be is it was 6 or 8 years out or whatever that they planned the actual schedules.
Right.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like now that they are starting this 12-team thing, they still only put one of the four new people in for Ohio State. And I mean, now that Michigan's probably not going to be a contender, all they really have is Oregon.
True. Yeah.
And
it's a really embarrassing schedule.
Would you come out and vouch for the strength of schedule when it comes down to the playoffs?
Well, it seems to me that, and I don't know the backstory, whether they had somebody else scheduled, but it looks like they are just trying to take the easy way. And they'll get there. It won't be hard for Ohio State to reach the playoffs based on winning 10 or 11 games. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate the calls. And David is up next. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great day and hope
you
have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Hey, a couple things. Man, Daryl, I was afraid Daryl was going to have a heart attack earlier.
Well, he was hot.
He got to going, his blood pressure got up, and what he had was, what he had to say was pretty good, but he got a little too excited. He worried me a little bit. I just got a one comment and then one question. Miss Pat wants to call and be a legend on this show. The only way you can be a legend as a female is either be Tammy or Phyllis. Those are the two greatest female callers of all time. And then I want to ask you, do you think Daryl's head's going to explode when ESPN comes to Tuscaloosa next year for game day and Saban picks Bama to win the game?
I suspect he will, and I think it will explode a second time when Bama wins the game. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. How about Billy in Alabama next? Hey, Billy.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, man. So, first of all, I invited you to come play golf with this celebrity thing. You asked who would you like to play as a celebrity, and I chose you.
Oh, did you really? Where was this?
Yeah, this is going to be in Mobile, and make sure you bring your pocketbook because you're going to pay for me and you to play golf at Magnolia.
So where are we going to play in Mobile? I know you got a lot of great courses there.
We're going to play Magnolia Grove.
Okay, so that's one of the Trent Jones courses?
It is, and okay. It is absolute beautiful course. Yeah. I mean, you can't find anything beautiful.
Well, Billy, give me a chance to warm up. I have not played a round of golf in about 5 years, so I need it. Give me at least 5 minutes to hit a few balls.
Hey, look, I'll give you the driving range for about 5 minutes.
But I have played before, so it should come back. You think it will come back to me?
Well, you know, it's kind of like riding a bike.
Okay.
You know, as long as you rode a bike in the last, like, 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Yeah, my short game used to save me. I'm not optimistic not having practiced in 5 years if it's still going to be able to help me out.
Hey, drive to win, but it's drive to win and putt to show.
Okay, well, so, I will. Well, Billy, hold me a spot. I have not been to Mobile in a while, but it's one of my favorite places. So
hey,
I will. I'll find a way to get down there.
Paul, it's Mardi Gras,
and yeah,
I'm staggered right now.
I'll be there. Hey, Billy. Save me a spot at the, how about just the 19th hole? You go play around and I'll wait for you. Yeah, I'm not going down there during Mardi Gras.
No.
Or as they say, Mardi Gras. No R. Mardi Gras. Isn't that how they say it?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I've lived in Louisiana and I've lived in Alabama. So the word is Mardi Gras, G-A-R-S, but you drop the S. Mardi, but in Louisiana and in South Alabama, Mardi Gras. Kathy is up next.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Kathy.
How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Great. I'm sorry to say that because I know you get asked that every time.
But you know it changes by the hour.
It's either that or Roll Tide. I don't know which is said the most.
Okay.
But I just want to say two things. First of all, the positive thing is that we watched the NFL Honors Awards last night, and that's always just a great story.
I missed
or
that.
A great
I usually
show.
Watch it, but I missed it last night.
You know, it was really good. I didn't know any of the inductees for the Hall of Fame. I mean, I didn't recognize any of those. But I'm always moved with the Walter Payton Award.
Yeah, that is great.
And, oh, my gosh. Cameron Hayward from the Steelers.
Right.
What a wonderful story. I mean, his dad played ball, and unfortunately, he passed when he was 39. And Cameron was in high school, and he had like three brothers and a sister, and his mom was, you know, helped to support him. And my gosh, the charities and things that he's involved with are just. It's always heartwarming to hear that, and then to see all these people honored for all their hard work, you know, that they do all year and on the field and off the field. But then the other thing is, you know, I'm an older person, and when I was growing up, my God, did I have crushes? Elvis Presley, the Beatles.
Oh wow!
You know, so I'm just sort of enjoying watching all the. Things going on with Taylor Swift and the like the little girls who are just, you know, they're in awe with
you,
this.
You know what I really, you know what the thing about fans. Taylor that I like the most is when you see video of one of her concerts and the 14-year-olds, 43 songs in, they know every word to every song.
Exactly. Well, my cousin sent me a picture today of her granddaughter. And she's like in fourth grade. And there's like maybe 10 little girls, they all have T-shirts made that say, "We support Taylor's boyfriend."
Oh, wow.
And they've got a big heart with number 87 in it.
That is funny.
So, I don't know. I know I've heard all the negative things. I heard Legend today. I've heard John from Louisville. But, you know, maybe we're looking back a little bit on memories of when we were young and had crushes. So,
oh, yeah.
Anyway. You know,
it's perfectly understandable. And I went to a concert once, and I don't remember who it was. And the group said, "But no singing." Have you been to one of those? And they'll say, it reverbs and makes it difficult. But Taylor Swift encourages people. She said, "If you, I mean, like, don't." I mean, it was really weird. It was a big time entertainer. He said, because if you're singing, it will throw off. It's hard to hear up there. You got these little things in. But she encourages people to sing with her.
With her, yeah. Well, we've been to a few concerts. Now, we actually did get to see Toby Keith.
Oh, wow.
And God bless him. He's just a very unique person and definitely gone too long. Well, anyway, I pray that the Super Bowl will be a good game. I hope that, you know, it will live up to what it should be. And
It has been a reasonably good game lately. But, hey, thank you very much for the call, Catherine. You take care of yourself. We will take a short break. Well, it's not that short, but that's what I have to say because we can't really tell the truth, can we? We'll be back in a minute or two or three.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
And welcome back. A couple of minutes remaining on a Friday night. AJ is up next.
Big bash, brother Paul. I'm going to start this damn call off on a joke. And this is to Dominique. It's a good joke for you, Dominique. You can jot down maybe... You could maybe read it to us in about 2 weeks, maybe just at least after the Super Bowl. But what does Taylor Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs have in common, Paul?
What's that?
Neither one of them should even be at the damn Super Bowl. Neither one of them be at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny to me, and it might not be to y'all, but it's the truth because I've been paying attention to the Chiefs all year. They're lucky to be there. But I'm going to tell you this. I would never think of the day that the Feinbaum caller bracket committee would be so parallel with the college football playoff committee because y'all simply Georgia Bulldog Cat Daddy. And then you went so far as to Florida Stadium, the reigning champion. You're going to Georgia Bulldog him, keep him out of the bracket. And the reason he's out is because you went so far as to claim injury.
Hey, by the
way, Florida State
by the way,
Georgia
AJ,
Bulldog.
That is a projected seed, and the number one seed rarely wins the tournament in March.
Well, it's clearly biased, and I think Dominic's going to win. I think it's already a shoe-in, and deservingly so. But I will say one thing that came to my mind about the similarities of the biasness. Are you retiring next year, Paul?
Why would you ask me that?
Because I see the similarity. You got the college football playoff committee knew that Nick Saban was going to retire,
right.
So they put him in there.
I did read that. Some Georgia player said that. James Cook.
Yeah. And then now you're as parallel as what you are, you know, with the college football playoff committee, it makes me think that you may retire too because you left the reigning champion out of the bracket. And so, you know, I can't help but to wonder, you know.
That's a question that I'll leave up to my advisor, Jim from Tuscaloosa, to tell me when I need to leave.
I tell you what, Paul. I'm going to tell you exactly like Taylor Swift told her boyfriend one time after this collar bracket projection. We are never, ever, Paul Feinbaum, getting back together.
Ooh.
Wiggle, biggle, and more damn eagle.
Yeah. Tell you what. AJ did not help his seating with that call. He may be out of the. He's now out of the tournament. Jim is up next in Michigan. Hello, Jim.
Hey, greetings, Paul. How are you on this Friday Eve?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, just curious, what is the criteria to get into this dance? Because is it volume of calls?
No,
is it content? Is it geographical region? Is it name recognition?
There's no real specifics. It's just to be. I mean, first of all, you have you have to show up occasionally. You just can't call once, but you don't have to call a lot. If you're a quality caller, you will get in. And by the way, there's still time to get in this tournament, and there's still time to take people out like AJ.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't have enough quad one road wins or my nets.
Jim, how many calls have you made to the show?
I've made, I don't know. To me, Paul, it's not the volume. Okay. It's the potency of the particular call.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, like, I feel like you and I have a good rapport. We can talk about a variety of things, and it's not just germane to a certain geographical
district. Let's go ahead
district.
And put Jim as a one seed after this call. I like this. So,
let's
take somebody out and put you may be in the tournament now, Jim. I like the idea of you being in Michigan.
Well, listen, okay, so that's one thing. I mean, but my other question is, like, suppose you're in the tournament, then you match up with somebody, but what is that? How do you evaluate that? How do you know if you move on? It's not like because, like, for instance,
yeah,
Jim from Tuscaloosa just shout.
The committee seeds you, and then we tend to, being the operative word, social media dictates. We let the people vote. This is not Colorado. We let everybody vote, and we will match you up on social media. So that's how you vote.
I got you. Okay. All right. Then one final question: what is a typical Valentine's Day for Mr. and Mrs. Feinbaum? Just PG-13, please.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet. I mean, I'm not big on going out on Valentine's Day, and I don't mean to discourage anybody from doing that. I've done it a number of times.
Sure.
Do you go out anymore?
No.
We've done it a lot, but I don't know. I'm frankly not sure what we're doing. When is it? When is Valentine's Day?
Next Wednesday.
Okay. Appreciate that. Yeah. I know that. I'm just acting silly. I've got a reminder. I thought it was Tuesday. I didn't.
No.
See, I've got February's a big month for me. It's Valentine's Day, and my wife's birthday is in February. Her birthday is February 28th.
You have to double down.
If she'd only been born the next year, we'd only have to celebrate it every 4 years.
It'd
be more economical.
Sure.
So I don't go as heavy on Valentine's Day as I do on birthday. Yeah, the birthday is blowout city.
That makes sense.
Yeah. This year, I think I'm going to get her a yacht.
I mean,
so do you have any Valentine's plans?
No.
Okay. All right, here's what we need to find Randy a date for Valentine's Day. So what are the criteria? Age limit? Is there?
No.
Okay. No age limit. By the way, we're going to do that on Valentine's Day. We're going to do something special. But right now, we need to take a short break before I talk myself into a lot of trouble.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we are back. Final couple of moments of this week. Richard is up next in Durham, North Carolina. Hello, Richard.
How you doing, Paul?
We're doing great.
This is first time caller. I've listened to you for a good while.
Thank you.
I was particularly glad when I found out you were on the station in Athens, because I've been able to get it and I listen to you when I go walking.
Well, that's fantastic.
What I wanted to talk about is yesterday's interview with Herb Street. I'm an old man, and I graduated from Georgia way back when. My question is this: you know, I think it seemed to be what I got from it was that Matt Rhule was the greatest coach that ever coached. Even though I think you're living in Charlotte, I think you might disagree with him.
Yeah, I don't think anybody here would agree with that.
After what happened with the Panthers. But the question is this. It seemed like that's what the thing was all about. When I saw the thing on the main, when I first saw this thing about Dylan Raiola flipping from Georgia to Nebraska, was that I saw this online from Sports Illustrated, and it sounded like when he was talking to Raiola, when his father was saying, "Well, you really back me up on what Herbie really did in getting my son to go to Nebraska," but what it sounded like he said, not that he just like, you know, telling him what a great coach, telling the father what a great coach he was, but it sounded like he said he's got to do it. That's what that article sounded like.
Yeah.
To me, and the question to me, what I think you should do. I don't know what pull you have with ESPN.
Not much.
You should encourage them to get Raiola's father to come on your show and let him just see how expressive Herbie was in his encouragement for Raiola to go to Nebraska. That way the fans, when it comes up, whenever they come on game day, they'll know how to get in Athens. They'll know how to greet Herbie.
Yeah. Listen, I think I can do that without making too much. I mean, I think I can find that out. I may call the guy myself, just out of curiosity.
That'd be great, because there's a big difference between just saying, you know, he's a great coach.
Richard, my initial reaction was I didn't like what I heard. And then you know, Herb Street wanted to come on, and I felt like, okay. I mean, from the moment it happened, I said on the air that Herb Street usually contacts me because he keeps up with things pretty religiously, and he finally checked in with me later in the day, and I told him I'd been critical. I mean, I'm not trying to run away from anything I say here, and that was it. I didn't hear another word from him, and then finally he contacted me yesterday afternoon saying he'd like to come on, so we put him on.
But I didn't hear anything about in there. What you heard mostly was how good a coach Rhule was. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you want to be an attorney, did he specifically deny that? I mean, I think he said that the guy called him and Raiola's father said he called him, Herb Street called him. There's a tremendous difference in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I never really understood what the motivation was by Herb Street to, I mean, he said to me off the air and on the air that, you know, he got called, and he asked me, what are you supposed to do? I'm sure you've been called by players' parents, too.
Yeah.
The truth is, I haven't. But And if I was, I wouldn't offer an opinion. I would say, listen, I don't want to get in the middle of this because I would. I'm always sensitive when I run into young students, which I do on campus all the time, and they say, well, I'm thinking about going to Alabama or Georgia, and I'm like going. Then I try to find out what their interests are, and I usually try to say nice things about all the schools because I'm not a guidance counselor.
No. But it really would. I think that would be a good interview if you could do that.
I don't think that would be all that difficult for me to Richard. Thank you very much. I'll see if I can get you an answer on that. Cheerleader is up next.
Paul, I am so glad to be talking to you. My goodness gracious, and you're not about to retire. You're too young to retire.
Yeah. That should be the joke. You know, Saban was 4 years older than me. People say, you think he'll coach longer than you? Work. I said, I mean, I don't know. Everybody thinks Saban's going to coach till he's 80, so I'm not sure I'm going to pull that one off.
You know, hey, Paul, one of the last times I called in, I said, Saban's not going anywhere. The next day he retired.
Yeah, I used to think he would, and everybody got mad at me, so I quit talking about Saban ever leaving.
Paul, next year I'm going to say that
he's still the coach. What's that, cheerleader?
Okay, listen, I want to talk about the money that's paid to the NIL students, football players. Okay, is it true that Carson Beck got the Lamborghini?
Well, it is true, but I don't know how. I mean, his Lamborghini only cost $270,000.
How does that transaction come down? Does the giver just go
well,
put
I'm
it in
sure
his driveway?
Well, I'm sure the Lamborghini, I would guess the Lamborghini dealer probably worked out a deal so he would drive one of his Lamborghinis.
Okay.
By the way, where do you even find a Lamborghini?
I do not know. Stuart, where do you find a Lamborghini? Okay.
Toyota, I've been to Honda, I've been to Lexus.
And you couldn't find it?
I've never been to a Lamborghini dealer. They wouldn't let me in. They say, no, you're...
Did you go to your
Nissan Maxima. Don't come any closer.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.